got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is a lie. Hey now,
good to start off with a little bit of Frank Sinatra, don't you think? And I think I got a problem with my microphone. Hold on just for a moment. I think that's better. Yes, there you go. I knew something was wrong. I just couldn't quite figure out. So, Frank Sinatra and I've got the world on a string, and a very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night. We've already got the fluffs over and done with, so the rest of the program should be absolutely perfect. And we have all the usual things in all the usual places, although Beagley's Big Three this week is actually a Beagley's Big Five, because the songs were so short that we thought we could add in an extra couple. So that's good news, isn't it? Danny Williams for you right now with Tony Osborne and his orchestra, and it's The Wild Wind. I'm not even going there.
I'm in love with a wild wind, with the sea and the sky and the sun. Yes, I'm in love with a wild wind, with the moon and the stars, I am one. I'm in love with the wild sound of the song of the wind and the trees. And I love to sleep on the soft ground at the rim of the rolling sea. And we roam the wide world together, though
Yep, I Could Almost Feel the Wind as well, from 1963, Danny Williams with Tony Osborne and his orchestra and the Wild Wind. So how's your week been? Well, actually my week has been not bad at all. Unfortunately, my sister-in-law has still got her broken foot, so I have been doing broken foot duty. Getting around, no problems. It's all working out so far, which is good. And let's see, I think it was Friday last week that I went to see the optician. It's the first time in 7 years, and I thought it's about time to get the old peepers checked, as you do. And the good news is that just about everything inside the eye is perfectly normal, graded from good to great. So the optician didn't think I was going to have another thing wrong with my eyes for about 5 or 7 years, and then I might have to have some cataracts removed. But she said, you know, quite frankly, everybody has them around about your age, which I thought was a bit rude. But then the thing really got a bit weird, because it turned out that the prescription for my eyes that I'd got from my old doctor was completely wrong for me. I don't even know how I got it. And I never really wore those glasses, so it didn't really have an effect on me at all. But I thought to myself, well, since I've never worn those glasses, let's just put the lenses into the new glasses, new lenses into the old glasses, and, you know, look like $30, $40. Well, the company that I was with, I'm not going to name them, but the company that I was with said, well, you know what, it'll cost as much to put the lenses into your existing glasses as it would if you was to buy a new pair. And I said, it can't. And they said, oh, yeah. I said, well, what are we talking about? And they said, well, you know, $200, $300. So I sort of said a few things and walked out. I mean, how can it cost the same amount of money to put lenses into old glasses as it does new glasses? I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? The main thing that I wanted to check was that my eyesight was okay at my age, which it is. So can't grumble at that. Let's see, we'll dial up the time now to see what the time is for the next music. Oops, that and that and that. There we go, here we go.
At the third stroke, yes. The time on Angel Radio will be about 1935.
What a heavenly thing came with the dawning of spring for me, for you. Love, part of an immortal scheme, came to fulfill life's young dream for me. Out of the blue came the answer to my pleading. Out of the blue came love. Oh, love. Just when two hearts were forlorn, came and a new world is born. What is this thing changed the world in a day? Something I feel I can't conceal. Why does the light in your eyes make me say I love you dearly, truly, sincerely? Love, oh, what a heavenly thing came with the dawning of spring for you, for me. Love, part of an immortal scheme, came to fulfill life. of the blue came love, oh love. Just when two hearts were forlorn, came and a new world is born for me.
Hildegard, she just had to do two notes there, one, two. If it had been a modern singer now, they would have thrown in about 15, 16 or 17 warblings. But Hildegard there with Carol Gibbons, piano and orchestra for me and for you. I've been looking at the Facebook page for Angel Radio, Friends Who Like Angel Radio. If you haven't looked at it and you have access to Facebook, it's well worth looking at. I did not know, I've just learnt something. Jenny Honan posted the fact that John Pertwee, who used to play Wurzel and Doctor Who, of course, and lots of other beloved characters, was married to Jean Marsh, who played Rose in Upstairs Downstairs, and indeed half invented Upstairs Downstairs. I never ever knew that. So thank you, Jenny, if you're listening. Really never ever knew, and she posted a picture of their wedding, and it looks really nice as well, really nice. And if you want to check it out, it's Friends Who Like Angel Radio at Facebook. All right, we're running late, nothing new there. Time now for a couple of songs, three songs we usually do, and I think we're going to do that today, from Bing Crosby. Got a couple of Irish ones and a Paper Moon one in the middle, and to start it all off, I just have to say the two magic words, Bing, sing.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee, she was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a P.T. Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. An American landed on Erin's green isle. He gazed at Killarney with rapturous smile. "How can I buy it?" he said to his guide. "I'll tell you how," with a smile he replied. "How can you buy all the stars in the skies? How can you buy two blue Irish eyes? How can you purchase a fond mother's sighs? How can you buy Killarney? Nature bestowed all her gifts with a smile, the emerald, the shamrock, the blarney. When you can buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney. Such a wonderful landscape you never have seen. A jewel so rare 'twould befit any queen. Pride of old Erin, a joy to behold. Heaven on earth, far more precious than gold. How can you buy all the stars in the skies? How can you buy two blue Irish eyes? How can you purchase a fond mother's sighs? How can you buy Killarney? Nature bestowed all her gifts with a smile, the emerald, the shamrock, the Blarney, when you can buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney. Then you can buy Killarney.
Nice place, Killarney. How can you buy Killarney from Bing Crosby? And before that, we had The Rose of Tralee. Well, actually, we had It's Only a Papy Moon. And then before that, The Rose of Tralee. Three songs from Bing Crosby this morning in our Bing Sings section. And we'll have some more from him around about the same time next week. All being well. You're listening to Bigly at Night here on Angel Radio with me, RB. And it's time now to go over to Germany and Holger's house. Good morning, Holger. I hope you're well. He says, hello, Roy says, it's Oktoberfest time. Actually, I think it just finished, Holger. He says, open a bottle of German beer and sing along. Well, I will certainly do that. You can, hold on a minute. There you go. It's a medley. It's coming from Stor und die Kleine Terz. And in the medley, well, there's in München steht ein Hofbrauhaus and Trink, Trink, Brüdlein, Drink, and there's much more. So sing along.
In München steht ein Hofbrauhaus. Da wo die grüne Isar fließt. Man mit Grüß Gott dich grüßt, liegt meine schöne Isarstadt, die ihresgleichen nicht hat. Wasser ist billig, rein und gut, nur verdünnt es unser Blut. Schöner sind Tropfen goldenen Weins, aber am schönsten ist eins. In München steht ein Hofbräuhaus.
Eins, zwei, super.
Da läuft so manches Fässchen aus.
Eins, zwei, super.
Da hat schon mancher brave Mann eins, zwei, super
gezeigt, was er so vertragen kann.
Schon früh am Morgen fing er an
und spät am Abend kam er heraus. So schön ist im Hofbräuhaus.
Zum Schmied seiner Frau.
Gehen wir mal neber zum Schmied.
Der Schmied, der hat zwei Töchterlein,
die möchten so gerne geheiratet sein.
Gehen wir mal neber
zum Schmied. Halt zu!
Well, I was singing along. I hope you were as well. Otto Stur and Die Kleinste Terz with a celebration of songs for the Oktoberfest, which actually finished in Munich on Sunday. Holger, thank you so much for that. And I'm in German enjoying the German beer as well. I think it might be a bit strong. Thank you, Holger. Another song from Holger around about the same time next week.
Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Guess there's no use in hanging round. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. Find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. I can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some boy I used to know, heard him say hello. Couldn't think of anything to say. Since you've gone, it happens every day. I can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Somebody wait and see. Who am I kidding? Only me. 'Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. I can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through. Thank you. get used to losing you. No matter what I try to do, gonna live my whole life through loving you.
Well, that was very pretty, wasn't it? That was Patti Page. I was going to say Clara Ann Fowler, but you wouldn't have known that was. So Patti Page's original name before she changed it. And Can't Get Used to Losing You from 1963, a song, of course, I think that we really totally associate with Andy Williams, but a very nice version. And I like the fact that the arrangement kept the old plucking of the strings there. Very nice. Are you listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB? Want to say a very good morning to Alice, who lives in Wolverhampton. And she says, I know you have played her on the program before, but she doesn't get a lot of airplay on Angel Radio, so perhaps this week I could supply a couple of songs from the great Annette Funicello. Alice, thank you so much. And in fact, Alice did supply three, but they were so short, they didn't even add up to 4 minutes, all three of them, that we asked for a couple more, which she sent us through. So Beagle's Big Three is actually Beagle's Big Five this week, all thanks to Alice in Wolverhampton.
dreams to cross the ocean. It took dreams for man to fly. It took dreams to build the bridges and the buildings that reach the sky. It took dreams,
it took dreams
and crazy dreamers,
crazy dreamers
for the things.
Alice, thank you so much. That's the Hookie Lau song from Annette Funicello, and we also heard It Took Dreams, Ma He's Making Eyes at Me, Tall Paul, and Aloha A, and they were all chosen by Alice in Wolverhampton, and great choice. Thank you so much, Alice. Really did enjoy those. Normally, for this segment, we allow about 10 minutes, and that normally covers three songs, and we managed to get in five for Annette Funicello. So, Alice, thank you so much for that. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Big Three, then all you have to do is email me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can call the office during daylight hours and ask them to send me your details, or indeed just give them your phone number and ask them to ask me to call you, and I will. Simple as that. Or you can just tell them the artist that you would like and three songs, and if you don't have three songs in mind, well, just tell them the artist. Ask them to forward it on to me, and they will, because they're incredibly nice people in the new studios there now in Havant. Alice, thank you so much. You're listening to Beagle's program here on Angel Radio, which I've totally forgot the name of. Beagley at Night, there you go, I'll get there eventually. Time now for This Week Back Then. And let's start This Week Back Then on this very date of October the 9th. Then on October the 9th, back in 1806, Prussia began the War of the Fourth Coalition against France. And we can also say happy birthday Hobart, the capital of Tasmania, which was founded this very day in 1804. And earlier this week back then, actually on October the 6th, the opening of The Jazz Singer occurred, the first prominent talkie movie. And we have another birthday of sorts. On October the 12th in 1901, President Theodore Roosevelt officially renamed the executive mansion to the White House. And on October the 8th, 1952, there was an horrendous rail crash.
Three trains were involved in the appalling railway disaster at Harrow and Wealdstone. Each was full of people, and the station was also crowded, with the result that British railways have suffered their worst accident. The clock stopped at the time of the crash. While the Train to Euston train was standing in the station, the night express from Perth ran into it, causing fearful damage and chaos. Then the Euston to Manchester express collided with the wreckage from the first collision. The scene has been described by an eyewitness as being like a battlefield. Certainly no exaggeration, for casualties were on a terrible scale. Bandages were hastily improvised on the spot, and everything possible was done by all present to rescue and aid the injured. It was a grim and difficult task in the dreadful conditions prevailing.
Overall, there were 112 deaths and 340 injuries, and it remains the worst peacetime rail crash in British history. And it wasn't a good week for the crew of Christopher Columbus's ship, the Santa Maria, because this week back then, in 1492, they attempted a mutiny. However, this week back then, in 1970, was very good for the people of Fiji because it became independent.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of Independent Radio. Welcome to LBC. It's 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name's David Jessel. This is The Morning Show, and here's the news.
It actually wasn't the first independent radio station in the United Kingdom, but it was the first independent radio station to run under the guidelines of the IBA, and there would be lots of them over the next few years. Sadly now, most have gone, but they were good. A week later, it would be Capital Radio's turn. And we can say happy birthday, sort of, this week to KLM, because it was founded this very week back in 1919. It is the oldest airline still operating under its original name. And talking of the Netherlands, this week back then, but back further than 1919, in 1840, Willem II became the King of the Netherlands. And this week back then, in 1899, the Second Boer War erupted in South Africa between the British-ruled Cape Colony and the Boer-ruled Transvaal and Orange Free State.
At 2:54 a.m. on Friday, October the 12th, 1984, the Irish Republican Army tried to assassinate the entire British cabinet. They almost succeeded. A bomb had been placed inside the Grand Hotel in Brighton, where most leading members of the Conservative Party were staying during their annual conference. Four people died, many more were badly injured. It was the most devastating terrorist attack ever launched against British politicians. Among the injured, the industry secretary, Norman Tebbit. He was rescued by firemen working under BBC television lights. They asked him in hospital later if he had any allergies to anything, and he said, yes, bombs.
Five people were killed and 31 people were wounded back on October the 12th, 1984. And on this very day, back in 1984, the popular children's television show Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends premiered on ITV. If he was lucky enough to have a television back in 1954, well, on Sunday the 10th of October, you could have seen at 5 o'clock children's television featuring the Bumblies. That continued until 6 o'clock when the BBC closed town until 7:25, and then there was the weather chart. At 7:30 it was news and newsreel, and at 7:45 it's What's My Line with Isabel Barnett, Barbara Kelly, David Nixon and Gilbert Harding trying to find the answers, and Eamon Andrews was there to see Fair Play. There was Etudes at 8:30, and at 9:15, Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier, and that featured Arthur Ridley, Patricia Laffan, David Hutchinson, Ian Collin, William Squire, Jeanette Sturck, Sonia Drestel, Wilfred Bramble, Olaf Pooley, Peter Augustine. There was the evening hymn at 11 o'clock, and at 11:03 in sound only, there was the news, and that was it for television on October the 10th, 1954. On October the 8th, 1969, which was a Wednesday on Radio 2, they started at 5:30 in the morning with the news and weather, and then it was Breakfast Special with John Donne at 5:32. At 9 o'clock, it was Pete Murray's Open House.
Pete Murray!
A very good morning to you, and welcome to Open House.
Actually, it wasn't on very long. It was only on until 5 to 10, because at 5 to 10 there was 5 to 10, a truth, a tune, and a text with the Reverend Geoffrey Ainger. And at 10 o'clock it was Jimmy Young.
The time is 10 o'clock. You're listening to Radio 1 with Radio 2, and it's the Jimmy Young Show.
Morning all, and www.
And why not? 11 o'clock, it was the morning story. Wagoner's Walk was on at 11:15, and Radio 2 returned to the Jimmy Young Show at 11:31. Denny Piercy was on at noon, Woman's Hour at 2, Terry Wogan at 3, Wagoner's Walk again at 4:15, racing results followed by Roundabout at 4:32 with Brian Matthew, Sports Review at 6:32, and Album Time at 6:40. A little bit later on in the evening, there was the Midweek Theatre Fell Swoop by Gordon Lyle with John Collin. Time for All Time was at 9 o'clock, and then Radio 2 switched over to Radio 1 for the rest of the evening. And if anybody on Radio 2 had been able to play the number one of the day back then in 1969, it would have been this. Week back then.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more and more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
Thank you.
Ray Noble and his orchestra, Al Bowley doing the singing there, and I'll string along with you from 1934. It's getting cold here in the studio. It's the only problem with doing late night radio. People forget about you, so they turn the heating off when they go out at like 8 o'clock in the evening and all the offices are empty. And then, of course, we turn up to do the late night show and the heating's off and it's under a lock and key, so you can't actually turn it up. You must remember next week to bring in a heater, otherwise I'm going to freeze.
I'm in my flat in Manhattan. My vacation days are in the past. They went too fast. Why couldn't they last? Gee, it's Monday in Manhattan. With it ends my holiday. I hate Monday in Manhattan when my heart is miles away. Streets of leaning towers seem to be my only view. But I'll close my eyes for hours, and I know that I'll see you. Then the pavement changes into a wooded glen. You're in my arms again, and it all seems so real. Through the skyline of steel shouts, it's Monday in Manhattan. Better wake, your dreams have flown. Gee, it's Monday in Manhattan, and it means that I'm alone.
From 1935, Richard Himber and his orchestra with Monday in Manhattan, and Stuart Allen was doing the vocalization there. Hope you enjoyed that. Thought it was rather nice. I'm trying to remember. I went down to Manhattan. Actually, it wasn't so long ago to meet up with my niece and my great niece and nephew and my niece's partner's parents. It's very confusing. I love Manhattan. It wasn't a Monday. Actually, it wasn't a Monday. It was a Tuesday. But I'd love going down to Manhattan once I get there. But the thought of going down there is just it's awful now. There's no easy way to get to Manhattan from where we live quickly. We do have a rail service that runs down to Manhattan in the morning for the commuters, but the rest of the time it's like a service every 90 minutes down to South Norwalk, and then you have to change, and you know, it's all it involves cars and everything. I mean, it's just it takes the fun out of it, quite frankly. But I don't know, I do sort of fancy going down for a good old Christmas binge. Sound as if it could be fun. We'll see what happens. After this, I'm really looking forward to the bit of posh that we've got for you this week. To take us there, here's Tex Ritter.
One evening as the sun went down and the circus, it was over. The tent came down and a funny old clown said, "The boys, I'm now in clover. I'm headed for a land that's a far away beside the popcorn fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain." In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's bright and fair, where the donuts grow on bushes and there's lots of cookies there, where the dogs and cats are happy and the sun shines every day. There are birds and bees in the bubblegum trees by the lemonade springs, where the whippoorwill sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the houses are built of blocks, and the little streams of sody pop come a-trickling down the rocks. The soldiers there are made of lead, and they are very brave. There's a lake of stew and ice cream, too. You can paddle all around in a paper canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the frogs have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay hard-boiled eggs. There's chocolate pie in all the trees and jam in all the lakes. Oh, I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow. There's a big free show and candy snow in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. So come with me and you're gonna see the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Sounds like a plan to me, quite frankly. Tex Ritter there and the Big Rock Candy Mountain. And that, believe it or not, came from 1948. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, Roy Beagle, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut, here in the United States. You can hear us on FM in Havant and Portsmouth and other towns and villages in that area on 98.6. You can also hear us in various parts of the country on DAB and also, of course, on the internet. And for latest DAB and internet listening, and indeed actually FM listening, you can go to the website, which is angelradio.co.uk, and you'll get all the latest details there. Right now it's time for a little bit of posh, and this week it's a piece that I've really been looking forward to. It's from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major, Opus 73, which is The Emperor, and I think you're going to enjoy this. It is Daniel Barenboim with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Otto Klemperer. So settle back and relax and just indulge.
Thank you.
Otto Klemperer conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra there, Daniel Barenbaum on the piano, and the piano concerto number 5 in E-flat major, opus 73, known as The Emperor. I hope you enjoyed that. I just thought that was beautiful and superb. And, we'll have another bit of posh next week, around about the same time. Not necessarily a piece of classical music. It changes. It could be poetry, which we actually haven't had for quite some time. Could be bits of film, bits of theater. No, I mean anything that happens. Like I say theater, then I always do it. I don't know why it is. Whenever I say the word theater, I can't help it. Anyway, you're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, and we're into Day at Night already, and we're very happy to welcome back to Chicagoland Brad Klemperer, who actually thought of this idea many moons ago. He's been out in the West mounting the rockers and goodness knows what else, walking around and cogitating and everything. But it's nice to have him back in Chicago, and we missed you, Brad, just to let you know. So much so that we're actually going to play 4 songs this week, and they are all with Doris Day, and most of them are also with some friends, and they're all from her radio days.
Well, honey, if life were all peaches and cream, honey, how boring life would seem.
Unless a gal could eat her peaches and cream with a dream like you.
You really mean it? Oh, you're sending me.
If life were all candy and cakes,
what would you do?
Chocolate sundae, sirloin steaks.
Well, I'm still the guy,
you're the guy
who'll eat his mulligan stew with a honey like
you. You like mulligan stew?
I like it.
We work and we slave, life gets monotonous.
Aren't we a couple of clocks?
We work and we save, and what has it gotten us?
Only $1 million.
Ah, shucks. If life were all spangles and tights, dinner at 8, opening night.
I'm still the guy who'll gladly settle for a kitchen and a kettle in a cozy little cottage for two.
You mean that?
Oh, honey, I can see the whole place now.
Oh, I'm with you, Dad.
Well, if life were all Florida lots, powerful cars and private yachts.
Well, meet the gal.
I'll meet you, I'll meet you.
Who'll pedal along on bikes with the likes of you. Schwinn, that is. If life were all sugar and spice, sparkling wines and orange ice.
I'm still the guy.
You're still the guy.
Who'll drink his buttermilk straight with a mate like you.
Now you come home at 5. Where is the salary? Looks like you'll always be broke.
Listen, honey, we'll manage to thrive. A kiss for a cow.
And maybe a cherry coke.
Oak.
If life were all peaches and cream, baby, how boring life would seem.
But what care I? I'm up in heaven in happy little ticker beats, quicker with the slicker like you.
Oh, Tony, you make it sound so thrilling.
And Doris, as long as you're willing,
life will be peaches and cream.
Love, love, what is love? What does it mean when you say love? Why waste time? Why should we tarry? Turn to L in the dictionary. Love.
A feeling of strong,
personal attraction.
Go on, go on.
Induced by that which delights.
You mean like when we're sitting on the sofa in the parlor
and you turn out the lights.
That's right. Kiss, kiss, what's a kiss? What does it mean when you say kiss? Why waste time? Why should we tarry? Turn 2K in the dictionary. Kiss. To gently caress, a token of affection. Lips meet and gently collide.
You mean like when we're standing on the porch beside the window?
Papa peeks from inside. The words fit like a glove. They say we're in a beautiful condition.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that we're in love?
Yes, indeed. According to Webster's unabridged edition.
Hug, what's a hug? What does it mean when you say hug? Why waste time? Why should we tarry? There's a moon above.
Tom and Jerry.
Stand back, Doris. We don't need a dictionary.
You've been studying.
Very little. All we need to know is
we're in love. We'd better mend our fences.
Yeah.
Here we go now.
I'm gonna give up my wandering and shake those lonesome blues. I'm saying no more will I be chasing round.
I'm gonna give up flirting and weekend dating. I got reason for celebrating.
I'm feeling matrimony bound.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses.
I found a gal that's right for me.
That's me!
I'm repeating that.
I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses. No more a rolling stone I'll be.
I've always been alone and rambled round and paid the cost.
But no more will you be sorrow bound, a stray that's always lost.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses. I'm mending my fence permanently. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm telling you, I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses. I'm mending my fence permanently.
Yes,
what
sir.
Else are you gonna do, Hiram?
Well, let me see now. Now, when I'm singing a love song and wanting company, won't have to sing to just any gal that's round.
I got a brand new melody I'm rehearsing, gonna sing it to just one person.
I'm feeling matrimony bound. I'm telling you, I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses.
I've found a guy that's right for me. I'm repeating that.
I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses. No more a rolling stone I'll be.
'Cause I've been roped and tied up by the prettiest little gal.
And believe me, you won't find me straying far from my corral. I'm telling you,
I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses. I'm mending my fence permanently. Ooh, ooh, loo, loo. Ooh, ooh, loo, loo.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna mend my fences. I'm coming to my senses. I'm mending my fence permanently. Permanently.
I'm mending my fence permanently.
Go tell your mother you're stepping out with me. Say that we'll be dancing and you won't be home till 3. Go tell your father he needn't pace the floor. Promise at the stroke of 3 you'll tiptoe through the door.
I told my mother and I told my father and they
yes.
Say,
what did they say?
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. For if we keep on dancing, we won't start romancing. But if we start romancing, we won't keep on dancing.
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. For if we keep on dancing, we won't start romancing. But if we start romancing, we won't keep on dancing.
That's wonderful, Joseph.
Well, come on, Gordon. You have a try, will you?
What, me? Me sing a South African folk song?
Well, why not? You've just been 900 miles away from home. Might as well be 9,000.
Well, I suppose so. Will you be my gal?
Well, it just so happens that I'm available tonight. Go on, Gordy. Wind up and make your pitch.
Crazy. Here we go.
Righto.
Oh, go tell your mother.
I'll tell my
I'm
mother.
I'm taking you to dine.
I'll tell my
Say
father.
Say that at this restaurant the cooking is divine. Go tell your father.
I'll tell
you've
my
You've got an appetite. Say that you're so hungry you could eat all through the night.
I'll tell my mother and I'll tell my father and they
Yes?
Say.
What do they say?
Well, now, I don't care what they say. I'm going to start off with cherry stone clams with lots of cocktail sauce, a big toss salad with Thousand Island dressing, a double order of truffles, a large bowl of chicken broth. Then I think I'll have some roast beef, rare, with lots of hash brown potatoes.
Easy, girl.
And I'll finish off with some coconut custard pie with whipped cream and a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee? You want some sugar in your coffee?
Sugar? Heavens no, I'm on a diet. Pa says, we must keep on eating. Pa says, we must keep on eating. For if we keep on eating, our lips can't be meeting. But if our lips are meeting, we won't keep on eating.
Pa says, we must keep on eating. Pa says, we must keep on eating. For if we keep on eating, our lips can't be meeting. But if our lips are meeting, we won't keep on eating.
Hey, what a courtship this is going to be, Clara. By the time we're ready to get married, you'll be so fat you won't be able to get through the church door.
Say, here we are, two guys with two pretty girls. What do you say we make it a double date? Okay?
I'm willing.
I'm agreeable.
I'm Clara Bixby.
Go tell your mother tonight you've got a date. Say that you and I will be attending a debate.
Go tell your father that I will make a speech. Say the lecture will be held upon a sandy beach.
I tell my mother and I tell my father and they
Yes?
Say,
what do they say?
Ma says, we must keep on talking. Ma says, we must keep on talking. For if we keep on talking, we won't go out walking. But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking. Ma
she says her ma says we must keep on talking.
Ma
she says her pa says we must keep on talking.
For if we keep on talking,
we won't go out walking.
But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking. But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
Oh, lovely song. Doris Day, Gordon McRae, Murray and Miranda there with Ma Says and Pa Says. And we also heard I'm Gonna Mend My Fences with Doris Day and Howard Keel. Broderick Crawford sang We're in Love, and Tony Martin joined Doris Day for If Life Were All Peaches and Cream. And that's our Day at Night sequence for this week. And we'll have some more Doris around about the same time next week.
Ta mère t'a donné comme prénom salade de fruits, oh le joli nom. Au nom de tes ancêtres havaïens, il faut reconnaître que tu le portes bien. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Tu plais à mon père, tu plais à ma mère. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Un jour ou l'autre, il faudra bien qu'on nous marie. Pendu dans ma paillote au bord de l'eau, y'a des ananas, y'a des noix de coco. J'en ai déjà goûté, je n'en veux plus. Le fruit de ta bouche serait le bienvenu. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Tu plais à mon père, tu plais à ma mère. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Un jour ou l'autre, il faudra bien qu'on nous marie. T'as beau plonger tout nu dans l'océan pour me ramener, des poissons d'argent. Avec des coquillages lumineux, être ton épouse, voilà ce que je veux. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Tu plais à mon père, tu plais à ma mère. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Un jour ou l'autre, il faudra bien qu'on nous marie. On a donné chacun de tout son cœur ce qu'il y avait en nous de meilleur. Au fond de ma paillote, au bord de l'eau, ce panier qui bouge, c'est un petit berceau. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. Tu plais à ton père, tu plais à ta mère. Salade de fruits, jolie, jolie, jolie. C'est toi le fruit de nos amours. Bonjour, petit.
Avec l'orchestre de Roland Garnier and Salade de Fruits from 1959. Yeah, 1959. What are we going to do now? Let's dial up the number and see what year we're going to get this time. And that, and that. Okay, here we go.
At the third stroke, yep, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1947.
charming voice of Beryl Davis there with Toots Camerata and his orchestra, and they didn't believe me, and that came from 1947. We got Tony Pastor and his orchestra coming up next, and then we're going to have comedy. We've only got two bits of comedy for you this week. The first one is quite short. It's Laurel and Hardy with Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts. And then we're going to have The Unexploded Bomb with Tony Hancock. And I have the whole half-hour program loaded up. I'm not going to play it all. I stress that now. But I'm not sure exactly at what point I'm going to cut it out either. So we'll see. But thanks to all of that. Here is I Never See Maggie Alone.
Maggie dear just won't go out alone. Seems that she must have a chaperone. When we go out, no matter where we're bound, there is always somebody around. She brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncles and cousins, she's got them by the dozens. I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we eat, she brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
She brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, we never see Maggie alone.
One night while we were out walking and she got tired of talking, she invited me up to her home. I turned the lights down, they were too bright. Oh, what a night. When I turned on the light, there was her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
I bought a roadster, two-seated. I even had it heated so that I could see Maggie alone. While we were riding and kissing, the engine started missing, and we were a long way from home. I got right out there, fast as I could, found what was wrong. For when I raised the hood, there was her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never had Maggie alone.
One day she said she was wishing that I could take her fishing, so I knew I'd see Maggie alone. In a canoe then, we two then, went gliding o'er the water, far from the noise of her home. I threw the line in, thought I'd catch trout. I got a bite and pulled the line right out. There was her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie, I never see Maggie, I never see Maggie alone.
For you.
I'd like to see Mr. Hardy. Oliver Norval Hardy.
Room 14. Next to the solarium.
Come in.
How do you feel?
Fine. I didn't expect to see you here today.
Well, I didn't have anything else to do, so I thought I'd drop in and see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What have you got there?
I brought you some hard-boiled eggs and some nuts.
Now, you know I can't eat hard-boiled eggs and nuts. If you wanted to bring me something, why didn't you bring me a box of candy?
They cost too much.
Well, what has that got to do with it?
You didn't pay me for the last box I brought you. Have one?
No, I'd rather not. Hard-boiled eggs and nuts. Mmm. Don't put your hand in there. I have to drink that water. nothing else to do. So you thought you'd come around and see me. Here I was for the first time in my life, having a nice, peaceful time. And you had to come and spoil it. Hard-boiled eggs and nuts.
Mr. Hancock, what a delightful meal this is. I really must congratulate you.
Oh, my dear vicar, it's a pleasure. So glad you could come to dinner. We don't often get the opportunity of entertaining a member of the clergy in my humble abode. Yes, it's most gratifying to converse with one who is so up on the theology and ecclesiastical chat as your good self. Isn't that right, everybody? Yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Most charming.
Thank you very much. I do enjoy the personal contact with my parishioners. I try and visit them in their homes at least once a year.
And why not? Must cut down on the old grub bills at home, I always say.
Yes, well, it isn't the prime reason for my visits, I try.
No, of course not. It was just a little joke on my part. I am a comedian, you know.
Oh, yes. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes. I did enjoy your sermon on Sunday.
Oh.
Yes, most stimulating. And it struck home amongst many present, I may add. I don't know whether you could see from where you were standing, but quite a few feet were shifting uneasily, I noticed.
Ah. I'm glad you liked it, Mr. Hancock. You don't think I overemphasize the passage on the evils of drink?
Oh, no. Most timely, most timely. Unfortunately, in this borough, we have many slaves of the grape.
Tragic. Most tragic.
Another glass of port, Vicar?
Thank you very much. Yes, a delightful vintage.
Yes, well, I do pride myself on knowing a good deal of the ritual of wine drinking. I'm an acknowledged expert. Not that I imbibe myself, I hasten to add.
Oh, quite.
I just know all about it.
Yes. How many different brands of wine do you have in your cellar?
Oh, two. Red and white. And a bottle of half and half.
Oh, you mean the pink wine, Vin Rosé.
No. No, actually, we had half a bottle of red and half a bottle of white left over from the last party, so we bunged it all into one bottle so we could get the fourpence on the other one. But do please tell me more about your work in Africa.
Sure, I'm not boring you.
No, not at all. We'd all be most elevated. Bill.
Is he gone?
No.
Oh!
Oh, dear me, was that your foot? I'm so sorry. I must apologize to my friend, Vicar. He drops off. Very unfortunate head wound he received in the war.
Yeah, a waff sloshed me with a bottle of...
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, a waff. Yes, a waff. Yes, a West African hussar, that is. Accidentally hit him with his spear. Terrible blow. How is the berth, Stroganoff?
Oh, excellent. A most delicious dinner altogether. I must congratulate the chef.
Thank you very much, Vicar. I do my best with the limited means at my disposal. It's very difficult cooking a 5-course meal with only one saucepan. So if you find a piece of beef in the jelly, you won't blame me too much.
Yes. Well, I gave all my saucepans away during the war. I gave them so many, they made half a Spitfire. Hancock's reply, it was called. Old Schicklgruber had reason to fear my contribution, I can tell you.
Yes, the war. You weren't living here during the war, were you, Mr. Hancock?
No, I applied for overseas posting as soon as the war started.
How brave. Where did you apply for?
Bermuda. Oh, I was there all during the war. Terrible hazards we underwent. Men dropping like flies. Rum poisoning and sunstroke. It was terrible. Saw a U-boat surface once, but we all hid in the hills and he went away. But it shook us for a minute, I may say.
Yes, it would do.
It did.
What about you, Mr. James? Are you in the forces?
Who, me?
You were in uniform?
Oh, yes, yes. Had arrows all over it.
Yes, yes, it was the dress uniform of the Sherwood Yeomanry.
Oh.
Foot regiment with a very fine tradition.
My efforts were, of course, confined to the home front. Yes, indeed, yes.
It must have been quite nasty here at times.
Yes, it was. We had many narrow escapes, as I suppose you must have had.
Oh, my word, yes. I remember one when they threatened to send us back to England. Panic right through the island. Half of us went native. They couldn't find us anywhere.
That's war, terrible thing.
Quite. I wouldn't like to go through it all again.
It was the bombs we had to cope with most. The church roof suffered. Blast, you know. But we're still repairing it.
You got any lead on it?
Oh, no. Oh, we dispensed with lead. So many thieves were after it.
Yes, I know. Terrible. No principle, some people.
Yeah.
More rice pudding and evaporated milk, Vicar.
Oh, no, thank you, my dear. I can't stand the sight of rice. We get so much of it outside the church, you know.
Where do you think we got this?
Ow!
I'm sorry, was that your other foot?
Well, would you mind if I had your portion?
No, no, not at all.
I love rice pudding.
True, true. She's always got a bucketful brewing on the stove. Her eyes will start turning up at the corners soon, you mark my words.
Yes, we suffered a lot of damage in these parts with the bombs, you know.
Ah, yes, the air raids. I know just what you must have gone through. I went through it myself. We had a leaflet raid on the island once. Shocking damage. Quite a lot of the chaps got hit with bundles that didn't open. If we'd been Americans, we'd have got the Purple Heart. No doubt, so it's my arm.
Yes, yes. They dropped quite a few unexploded bombs in this area, I don't know.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Mm. They found an unexploded bomb only a fortnight ago. That's half a mile from here, I believe.
Yes, I read about it. They had the bomb disposal squad down.
That's right.
Oh, brave chaps. I was in the bomb disposal squad in Bermuda. I well remember 10 of us were called out one night to dismantle a firework. It's a tricky beast, a jumping jack it was. We didn't know where it was going to go. Still, we kept in our tanks with the hoods down, so we were all right.
Yeah, piece of bread pudding, Vicar.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, would you mind if I had your portion early?
Yes, all right. Go on, get it down, you. Oh, dear, oh, dear. There'll be none left for tomorrow. Right gannet she is.
I had quite a bit of experience with unexploded bombs myself. I took a civil defense course. I was in the ARP, you know.
Oh, the old ARP.
A piece of cabinet pudding, Vicar.
Oh, shut up. Stone me, no wonder you don't sleep. Great heavy pudding lying on your stomach. If you come walking past my room tonight with your arms stretched out in front of you, I don't care what they say about waking them up, I'll yell right down your ear hole. I'm sorry about this, Vicar. She's a bit of a handful, as you can see.
Yes, yes.
Well, I need a drink after that. Sid, pour us out a toddy.
Down left, boy. We drunk it all.
Oh, well, I'll just have to go down into the wine cellar and get another bottle. Of course, I've got crates down there, all vintage, you know.
Is it old vintage?
Old? Oh, swipe me, yes, yes. Some of it's over 6 weeks old. The good stuff, that is. The potato wine, it's a bit young. A fortnight ago, it was still in the ground. I'll see what we've got for you. Come, William, to the wine cellar. William, to the wine cellar.
Oh, hey, is he gone?
Yes, yes. Wait till I get him down in the cellar. You'll have a bottle of grav across your head, mate. Excuse me, Vicar. Sidney, you'll entertain the vicar while we're corking the wine, won't you?
Certainly, certainly, mate. Tell me, Vicar, there's a man interested in church architecture. How much lead do you reckon there is on that big Gothic one round the corner?
Tub, what do you want me to go down to the cellar for? There's no wine down there. There never was.
Don't give me that. You've got something down there. I know that. Every time you go down to fill the coal scuttle up, you come back reeking.
Yeah, well, that's mine, Tub.
It's all in a good cause. What have you got?
There's a bottle of Arab Burgundy I picked up at Port Said on the way over.
I bet that's strong.
Strong? They use cast iron corks.
That'll be all right. As long as we keep the label turned our way, he won't know. Now, go on. You go down first, because I'm frightened of the dark. Where are you? Where are you?
Right in front of you.
Well, let me hold your coat. I don't like coming down here. How many more steps?
I'm on the eighth one.
8 from 12, that's 3 left.
Why?
There's one missing.
Which one?
Well, feel around with your foot. If there's nothing there, that's the one.
Right, I've got it. It's the next one.
Good lad.
Hey, hey, are you all right, Tub?
William, didn't it occur to you that your next one wasn't my next one? Look at me.
I can't see you.
Then I shall describe what happened. I was standing on step 7, one behind you. You informed me that it was the next step that was missing. Whereupon I put my leg over step 8 that was there, looking for step 9 that was not there, landing on step 10 that was there, but isn't now because it collapsed under my weight, which accounts for my present position, buried up to me waist in half a ton of best kitchen nuts. It's lucky I've got my black evening dress on, otherwise I've had to get it clean.
Oh, sorry, Tub, I'll switch the light on.
You'll do what?
I'll switch the light on.
You mean we've been falling about here in the pitch black and there's a light down here?
Yeah, I had it put in when I had to keep coming down for the coal.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tub.
Never mind, William, we all make mistakes. I made one once.
When?
The day you walked in front of me, car, and I pulled up.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Now, help me up and put that light on. Ah, that's better. So, this is the cellar. I've never seen it before.
Haven't you? Well, let me show you around. That's the floor you're standing on, and there are the walls.
And don't tell me that thing above me is the roof.
Hey, are you sure you haven't been down here before?
No, no. I used to work for an estate agent. They taught me all about it. It's very roomy, isn't it? Almost as big as a bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, you can move your bed down here tomorrow. Now, I'm letting your room. What's that up there in the ceiling?
Oh, that's the manhole. You remember when you bought the place, it was just a jagged hole and you put a cover on it.
Oh, yes. Well, what's that thing stuck in the floor underneath it?
What thing?
That thing. The big metal thing with the fins on it. What's this chalk writing on the side? 1942, Gottstraf, England, Heil Hitler. Is this yours?
No, I don't know what it is. I just use it to strike me matches when I'm having a smoke.
Land of enchantment across the bay, sail a Catalina island of romance. I heard the music from far away. How it haunted, taunted me to take a chance. Into the harbor I sailed one day. There I saw two eyes that told me with a glance that all my troubles would soon depart. I'd found my lover and lost my heart in Santa Catalina, Santa Catalina, island of romance. Oh, Santa Catalina, enchanted island, land of romance.
Far away, Santa Catalina, how it haunted,
taught me to take a chance. Oh, Santa, Santa Catalina, I hear the music across the bay. Oh, Santa, Santa Catalina, land of enchantment, Santa Catalina. Lovely island of romance.
Art Van Damme Quintet there with the Dinning Sisters and Santa Catalina, Island of Romance. And that came from about 1947. You're listening to Bigley at Night here on Angel Radio. Hope you enjoyed the comedy Laurel and Hardy with Hard-Boiled Eggs and Nuts and the Unexploded Bomb from Tony Hancock, and I promise you we will have the second half and conclusion of that in next week's programme around about the same time, which would be around about 1:30 in the morning, presuming that I'm with you next week. I know there are rumours of pay-to-play, but haven't heard anything about that. Let's just say the next time Beagley at Night is on air, and that way, got no problem at all.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Now here's Bonnie Lou and her gang.
Into my heart and stole a beat or two. The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take and lock his charms forever in my arms. And who is bound to be the guilty ooh? The finger of suspicion points at you. Points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take and lock his charms forever in my arms, and who is bound to be the guilty ooh? Finger of suspicion points at you.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget. And we were lovers the moment that we met. And we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer, with nothing to regret. And we were happy. my sadness, that happiness survives, and I'll remember.
From The Sand Pebbles, a great film, starred Steve McQueen, and it was the only film that he got nominated for an Oscar for as well. And Robert Wise produced the film, and it was his favourite film. And he apparently gave a party for all the cast every year, because he just loved the film that much. And what we heard there was Jack Jones, which is always good, and We Were Lovers. Where are we now? Well, oh gosh, we're at the point where I think I have to say goodbye to you. Literally, I didn't realise the time had got that way. I do have to say goodbye to you. I'm going to leave you with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Harbour Lights. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Talk about the programme flying by. I'll be back next week, all being well, when we'll do more of the same, of course. And I hope that between now and then you have a good week and a safe week. From me, RB, until we meet again. Ta-da.
Once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering, Some other harbor lights will steal your love from me.